Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. God's gift of time. Yes, time is God's gift. Today I'm inviting you to reflect with me on words from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. These are part of the second reading presented to us by Doug this morning. And this is what the scripture says. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Making the most of the time. As we reflect on God's gift of time, I believe that there would be three ideas on the minds of many here today. And the first idea, the first thought, is probably, what time is it? What time is it? You see, we pay close attention to time because our life is scheduled and we must get to our destination, we must start and finish on time and meet the various deadlines which guide our agenda. There are clocks and evidence of timepieces everywhere. Well, of course, except in this sanctuary. Thanks be to God for that. There are no clocks here. But the second thought that I believe we are contemplating at this time is, where did the time go? Where did the time go? Can you believe that the year 2015 is almost two-thirds over? And could you believe that your little niece is getting married this year? Yes, she's now a 25-year-old young lady and not the little girl that you knew just a few short years ago. And I would say that losing track of time could be indicative of the pace of life and the choices we make about the use of time. But I believe that the third concern that many of us have today is what? I do not have the time. I am too busy. Our lives are filled with activity, and we find ourselves on that relentless treadmill. Round the clock, influenced by technology, instant gratification, and sometimes unrealistic deadlines and time frames. But have you ever heard that if you want something that is really important to be done or to be accomplished, that you should ask a busy person? I have heard that. And the rationale is that that person usually knows the value of time and how to set priorities. But in the midst of our business, we are aware that we must slow down a bit and we must take time for relaxation and take time for leisure. And for many, it is seasonal, as the summer is a time of just taking it easy a bit. And many of you are familiar with a song of many years ago, Summertime and the Living is Easy. Is anybody familiar with that? The warm weather and the school break make it easier for the family to take time for relaxation, recreation, and travel. But I believe that an important question for us to reflect on here today is what? Whose time is it? Whose time is it? We have heard it said so many times And perhaps we are becoming more acutely aware that life is short. And this idea places emphasis on the value of the days with which God has blessed us. In the second reading for today, Paul is writing to the people of Ephesus about Christian conduct and the implications of being members of the body of Christ, the church. His caution to them is a contrast between wise and foolish behaviors. His advice to them goes something like this: give thanks to God at all times and for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. He advised them to seek wisdom and not to waste time with unwise behaviors, but rather with wholesome activity to show their relationship with Christ. They are to celebrate together, give thanks to God for one another, and care for one another as they share God's gift of time with each other. But I believe that Paul's advice to the Ephesians is just as relevant to us today as we share God's gift of time in his service. I think that it's fair to say that we all have reasons for our Christian service, don't we? Here are some reasons people give time to the various parish ministries. And you might recognize your own reasons for serving Christ here in this place. This is what one person told me: the opportunities to take part in services and other activities offered me the chance to grow as a person over the years, beyond my own limitations. This is what another said: volunteering has allowed me, a shy and introverted individual, to be a part of something bigger than myself, rather than always sadly looking in as an outsider, alone and unfulfilled. This is what someone else said: I have been personally rewarded for my actions with the gift of being able to step up, with or without notes, and making speeches and presentations to any size group without stress or fear. And these are some other reasons why people here volunteer. I am here for the kids, one said. She didn't mention the adults. I am passionate and believe in what I do. And one person said to me, I was voluntold. Now that's a new word, isn't it? And she described this to me as army style of volunteering. Is anyone familiar with that? Basically it says you, you, and you. But I'm sure that you would agree that there are other reasons that people volunteer, and they might include opportunities to have a voice in decision making or to influence a course of action. And for some people, it is to acquire knowledge, skills, and competencies in a specific field. So they are all very good reasons for volunteering. But these are our desires. These are human desires, aren't they? But could it be that God's desire for us is to be shaped and developed for Christian service? Not only here in the church, but also in the community and beyond. So what could we do? How can we help? How do we decide? I would imagine that it is different for each of us, isn't it? One approach is to do what we enjoy and what we are good at. Or perhaps we could focus on an area of self-improvement and personal development. Importantly, though, is that what is asked of us is that we be faithful and do the best we can. This parish is in a mode of expansion. We've been praying and thinking and planning about how God's mission is being fulfilled here at St. George on Young and in the community. And in the fall, the parish will be participating in the Joyful Giving Stewardship Initiative with the chance to make commitments to share our God-given gifts of treasure, talent, and time to the work of the church. But quite often, when we talk about stewardship, the emphasis is placed on tithing or responsible giving, the financial side, isn't it? But the idea of tithing is also applicable to our gift of time. And we must all ask ourselves, what would our life be like, and what would this parish be like, if we all gave back a little of our God-given time in carrying out God's mission? And as part of this responsible stewardship, this joyful giving program initiative, on September the 20th, the parish will be hosting a ministry's fair, and we'll all have the opportunity to see what the parish is doing and to indicate our interest in serving on one of the parish teams. These are some of the teams which will be presented, and I'll just share that with you, and they're here already. The Altar Guild, the Anointers, the Archives, Chalice Administrators, Church School. And recently, we've had a volunteer step forward to help with Church School. Counters, Fergie's Knights, Finances, Hospitality, Intercessors, the Library, Music, Outreach, Pastoral Visitors, Prayer Group, Property, Readers, Servers, Treasurer, Ushers, Wardens, and the Welcome Desk. Now you would recognize that this is quite an expansive ministry, a range of ministries, range of opportunities to serve. And wherever you feel a call, pray about it. And prayer without action, faith without works, is dead. So we are optimistic that many of us would prayerfully consider participating. And for those who are already participating, we pray that you would renew your commitment to help in the various areas of ministry to which you are called. But my sisters and brothers in Christ, I am sure that you will agree that time is one of our most valuable possessions, as we could never, ever get it back. And what a privilege it is to give something of value to the honor and glory of God. So we reflect on God's gift of time. And so allow me to share a few ideas about serving God in the church. First of all, let us be cheerful about serving God. Smile. Let us be cheerful about serving God. Serve with joy, as God loves a cheerful giver. And as many testimonials would suggest, we often get as much as we give. Secondly, let us be consistent in our service. And remember that time is God's gift, which should be used wisely, like any other gift. So we must keep high standards and act wisely by doing good whenever we can. And we must be consistent in asking for God's guidance about the use of this precious gift. And thirdly, we must be Christ-like. We must be Christ-like. The appropriate use of the gift of time is a Christian discipline. And there are clear indications from Scripture that Jesus took time to pray, to work, and to rest. The challenge for us is, can we aim for Christ's standard as a model for our lives? Can we aim for Christ's standard as a model for our lives? As Christians, we endeavor to serve God continually, and our volunteer work is a part of this service, as we use all our gifts according to God's will. I want to leave you with a quick story. A few years ago, my wife and I visited a friend in Burlington, and we had a bit of a conversation, and someone in the group said to my friend, "What do you do? How do you spend your time now that you are retired?" My friend said, "Well, I wake up in the morning and I do whatever I feel like doing." Sounds familiar? That is familiar to many persons who are retired. What he said is that he really cherished his freedom as he had worked hard all of his life. But to his response, another friend said, "You know what? I think you should do some volunteer work." Now there was silence, but I think that my other friend was really thinking about it. You see, many of us wait until retirement to do volunteer work, and that's great. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we seize the opportunity now? For a number of reasons, perhaps, many of us will not get to the age of retirement. Time is short, and we have no idea what God's plan for us. But secondly, how wonderful it would be for us all to use our gifts right now in God's service as good stewards of the gift of time. Finally, Paul's advice to the Ephesians should mean something to us as Christians who are called to make the most of such a precious gift and to engage in behaviors which produce positive effects. And may we put our lives to good use according to the will of God as faithful stewards of the many gifts with which we have been blessed. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.